Manx Radio's update with Andy Wint.
Fast away. Good evening at 5:10. This is update for Thursday, 30th of May, 2024 from Manx Radio. 30 minutes looking at the latest news from the Isle of Man. Background to the news and sport and business and travel updates and the newsmakers in person. This evening, fine weather. Sorry, no practice. Driving on closed roads gets you in court. Ramsey Minor Injuries Unit's now fully staffed. 88% silver and declared treasure trove. TT wedding bells for two Brummies and Tom Burchell on why he hung up his leathers.
Man Benham for all your business and legal needs.
First of all, at 29 minutes ahead of 6 o'clock, the update news headlines. Fastamai, Siobhan Fletcher.
Fastamai, this evening's TT qualifying session has been cancelled. It's due to a road traffic collision which happened on the mountain road earlier today. The clerk of the course has made the decision to allow for appropriate services to manage the incident. Meanwhile, the Isle of Man Constabulary says the section of the mountain road from Ramsey Hairpin to the bungalow will remain closed for at least another 2 hours whilst the matter is investigated. As a result, the next two qualifying sessions will now take place tomorrow. People will no longer be able to drop off or pick up passengers outside the Isle of Man Airport. It's due to an increase in the number of unattended vehicles being left at the front of the terminal and a near-miss incident between an individual and a bus. From 6 a.m. tomorrow, the inner lane will be closed to all traffic. Shore Isle of Man has announced a 6.1% price increase due to come into effect from July. The telecommunications provider says the rise will enable it to continue to invest in its networks. Further afield, the Conservatives are accusing Labour of flip-flopping on its VAT pledge, but the Shadow Chancellor says she won't increase the tax. And world tennis number one, Novak Djokovic, is safely through to the third round of the French Open. There are your headlines, news at 6.
Secure tomorrow today with Man Benham's private client team. Manx Radio Weather with Manx Glass and Glazing.
Jeremiah, thank you. Siobhan from the Rundles Way Met Office. State of sea is light or moderate. Dissipating winds out in the North Irish Sea. Dry and cloudy this evening with late bright periods. Some sunny spells maybe and a strong northwest wind. Dry after dark. Down to 11 degrees through the night as that wind drops right away. For Jehenia, Friday, dry and sunny and a moderate northwesterly. Top temperature 16. Overnight minimum is 11. For Saturday, Jasan, dry and sunny in a moderate northwest and 16 Celsius. We're almost up to the top. High water in 9 minutes' time at 19 minutes before 6. Sunset, 21 minutes to 10 tonight. Low water, 8 minutes after midnight. Sunrise is at 7 minutes to 5 tomorrow. The morning high water at 11 minutes past 6. Tonight's 8 o'clock, Manxman Tahitian is delayed by at least 3/4 of an hour.
Manx Glass and Glazing don't just do the big jobs. It's easy to repair broken greenhouse glass at Manx Glass and Glazing. For greenhouse glass cut to size, call 674-573.
The Isle of Man Constabulary is urging you to respect the road closures during TT. A local man's appeared in court after a car was seen driving on the course during a red flag incident. Inspector Paul Kemp says there can be serious consequences.
Just because something's red flagged, you need to be doubly sure before you even consider looking at the roads. They are clearly signed. There are marshals all over the place and people doing their best to stop somebody going on there because you just don't know what's going to come around that corner. Taking a chance, and as I say, I don't really know the circumstances specifically of this one, but if somebody has taken a chance, it can be fatal.
Why weren't the police helping alleviate the congestion where the incident had happened at Orisdale?
So as you can imagine, at that time of day, the roads are opening around the island in other areas. We're then having to police those areas. And to be fair, I've looked through our logs as well. We didn't get a call to say that that's happening. So sometimes it helps us if we actually know that these things are happening and we'd have then tried to get someone there. But then we've got the issue of, do we then send somebody on blue lights to that? Because then they're causing obviously a danger to other road users. And quite often as well, and we'll find this with Douglas, particularly over the next week at tea time, there's always pinch points around Douglas, and sometimes a police officer waving their arm in the middle of the road isn't actually that helpful. Sometimes we're better off going with the traffic lights and everything else, but we do monitor it, and where we know there's going to be areas that we can support, we will do. But yes, if there's an issue in a specific area, it does help if we actually get a call about that.
Staffing issues at Ramsey Minor Injuries Unit are said to have been resolved. There had been concerns there might be some more issues after it had to close early last weekend. However, Manx Care Chief Exec Teresa Cope says it's now fully staffed.
The MIU is all staffed, which is great because it is a really important service at Ramsey. It is well utilised and it does take the pressure off the emergency department at Nobles. And we always want to encourage the population and the public to be able to sort of look at the alternatives to the emergency department all year round, but particularly when we are seeing such demand on services during TT. So yes, very pleased that the MIU is fully staffed. We undertake meticulous planning. We're part of a wider team, so everyone does pull together. Everyone is focused on making sure this event runs smoothly and safely. So there's a huge amount of planning. We put a lot of extra resource into some of the key aspects of our services, such as the emergency department, the MIU, our trauma teams, the out-of-hospital teams, our ambulance teams. So we absolutely staff up in preparation for what potentially could happen during racing, but also the additional people that we see on island during TT. And obviously really being very conscious in our planning of making sure all of the business as usual activity that has to go on is not compromised by TT. So yes, it's something we plan for. It's something that we feel very much as part of that wider team of people who all work together for that single aim of making this TT safe and successful, and we have planned accordingly, and it's going so far so good.
This is the most listened to Isle of Man news source, and Manx Radio's update is the Isle of Man's most downloaded news podcast.
In late 2023, Tom Burchell, the most successful sidecar passenger in TT history, stunned competitors and fans by announcing his immediate retirement from racing. Back on the Isle of Man for this year's event and working as a pundit on Radio TT last night, the 14-time winner opened up on his decision to hang up his leathers after several dominant years on the mountain course.
It just felt right for me. My retirement came when it should do for myself. Had a mega career, you know, 14 wins in the end, 11 consecutive, first crew 220, and last year was just the proper pinnacle and peak of it all, and got in that olden area, that winner's enclosure, and just thought, where does it go from here? I think that's me. You know, and it just built, and I always was honest to myself and said it, if I wasn't fully committed, I wouldn't come, because there's two of us on that bike, and you know, I know that Benny's 100% committed, so I didn't want to be the guy coming half cocked. So it was just a bit of a mutual thing, you know. I rang him up, said I'm coming up, we need to have a pint, and he was a bit like, okay, what's this about then? So we sat, had a beer and cried a few tears and shared some laughs, and yeah, that was it, job done. And you know, so many folks said, oh, you've made the wrong decision, haven't you? You know, you should be here, shouldn't you? I said, look mate, when I watched the boys go away last night, I filmed them actually, and I sent it over and said, and on the end of it, I just said to myself, go on boys, get stuck in. Yeah. You know, I was happy to see him go and do it, so that was enough for me. That says it all for me.
One little piece of you maybe in the back of your mind is you seeing your brother go down the line.
When I saw that, no, I thought, good lad, get on, you know, go and enjoy that course and enjoy your riding. Come race day, I think I might, you know, have a bit of a tear in my eye and think, you know, because I'm still a competitive bloke, and you know, when you actually get up there and you get all this buzz going on, how can you not want to be involved in that once you've done it, you know? But for now, and as it is, I'm happy.
A piece of metal found in the south of the Isle of Man has been declared treasure by the coroner of inquests. The Viking Age ingot has got a silver content of 88%. Here's William King.
The silver bar found by metal detectorist John Smart is only the size of a children's crayon, less than 3 inches long and 0.3 inches wide. Although it's only small, Manx National Heritage's curator of archaeology Alison Fox says it gives us an insight into life here on the Isle of Man 1,000 years ago.
This is pretty much in the heyday of the Vikings on the Isle of Man. I often compare it to a credit card, essentially, because the value is in its silver content. Then the Vikings could take that ingot and they could spend it on the Isle of Man, they could take it back home to Norway, they could take it over to Newfoundland, or they could take it out to the Middle East, and they could spend that anywhere within the Viking world.
It was found by 72-year-old John Smart in the south of the island in July 2022.
I think you have a wish that it's something special, but as you say from that, you can't really determine exactly what it is, but there is a suspicion there that it is something important or historic.
What is it that you enjoy about metal detecting?
It's the thought of finding something of interest. You're detecting overland with nothing, soundless, and suddenly there's a little beep, and suddenly, you know, the interest of what could that be. Inevitably, it's a pull tab or a bottle top. But sometimes it could be a little Viking silver ingot.
The Isle of Man in 30 minutes. Update on Manx Radio with Andy Wint.
Faster, my good evening. Thanks for joining Manx Radio. It's 19 minutes before 6. And by the way, if you're a social media person, remember Manx Radio is on Facebook. You can subscribe to our YouTube channel. And if you use X, formerly Twitter, or LinkedIn, follow Manx Radio and your X or LinkedIn feed will tell you the moment the update podcast is published and available to listen to, usually within 30 minutes of the end of the broadcast. It's been concluded that the Isle of Man Post Office mishandled a complaint. The Tynwald Commissioner for Administration found evidence of maladministration. William, back with that story.
After being sent an incorrect tax disc, the complainant used it to get new number plates made when importing a car to the island. It meant they drove for 11 months with incorrect registration plates, only realising when the following year's documents arrived. They said this caused them inconvenience and stress. After complaining to the post office, they had the £21.16 cost of getting new number plates made reimbursed, but the £5.50 spent to change insurance wasn't paid for more than 4 months. Tynwald's Commissioner for Administration wrote, "This late paid sum is trivial, but it had been agreed and promised, and it remained unpaid for over 4 months." The Commissioner found that the second refund was avoidably delayed, evidencing maladministration. Another complaint about consequential loss was found to have been appropriately concluded and therefore didn't constitute maladministration. We've contacted the post office for comment.
Manx Radio Business Briefing.
At 18 minutes now before 6, in corporate news, Auto Trader surged to the top of the FTSE 100. As it said, the new financial year got off to a strong start and posted in a jump in annual sales and profits. The car marketplace specialist said revenues in the year to 30th of May rose 14% to £570.9 million. Within that, Auto Trader sales increased 12% to £529.7 million, while leasing specialist Autorama saw a 51% increase to £41.2 million. For a full daily market report, go to ramseycrookhall.com. Consumer confidence is on the up across Europe, with Germany and the UK leading the charge. Consumer confidence in France was below market consensus, and Italy is expected to show improvement as consumer sentiment towards the Italian economy gradually increases. The latest consumer climate survey from German researchers GfK reveals that Germany's consumer sentiment continues to recover, buoyed by falling inflation and rising wages. Similarly, UK consumer confidence reached its highest level since December 2021 in May, as households became optimistic about their personal finances compared to the previous years. Across the Eurozone, consumers have lowered their inflation expectations, with the European Central Bank survey showing a drop to 2.9% for the next 12 months. The positive trend suggests a potential economic recovery and increased consumer spending, which could help boost growth throughout Europe. But the markets remain divided on when and to what extent the central banks across the continent will cut interest rates.
The Stock Market Report, brought to you by Ramsey Crookhall.
UK and European stocks were higher, shaking off a negative trend. US stocks headed for more losses, and gold eked out some gains as the dollar and treasury yields slipped. US crude oil was little changed. The numbers now reported by Ramsey Crookhall. At the close in London, the FTSE 100 up just over 0.6%, 8,235. The DAX in Frankfurt up 0.2% at the close, 18,514. A short time ago in New York City, the Dow Jones Industrial down just over a percentage point at 38,055. The NASDAQ Tech Stocks Index down 0.5% at 16,833. The S&P 500 down almost 0.5% at 5,241. In the exchange markets, the British pound sterling's trading at $1 27.4 cents, €1 17.5 cents, and 23 South African rand 68.8 cents. In commodities, gold's up 0.25% at $2,343 per troy ounce, and a barrel of Brent crude down just over 0.5% at $82.34.
I'm running late again. Do you know where I put my car keys?
In the fridge.
Where's my phone?
Under the dog basket.
Bye.
You haven't forgotten that we're seeing Ramsey Crookhall later?
No, of course not. 5 p.m. is it?
3:15.
I'll be there.
Life is busy. That's why Ramsey Crookhall's team takes time to help you make a mindful investment decision, considering all the options, giving you full control of your financial future. Less stress, more assurance.
Forgot to put my shoes on.
Oh.
See how we can make your money work for you. Call 717171 or visit ramseycrookle.com. Licensed and regulated by the Isle of Man Financial Services Authority.
The only radio station that's Manx, and we're proud of it. Celebrating 60 years, this is Manx Radio.
14 minutes now before six. How much is too much for a bite to eat at the TT Grandstand? Some people have raised concerns about racing fans being overcharged. Mark LaBella runs the street diner Burger Van.
We love it here. We absolutely love it. We've got family over here. I've been coming here for years and years. The TT is a part of our bloodline. I've been coming here on my bike years and years ago, and I always wanted to get more involved in it in any way I could, really. And, you know, we began back in 2018, quite small, and we've just organically grown since then, just become more involved, and we support the riders, we get involved in much more of it. You know, coming over here and trading in the business is one thing, but being a part of the TT and being a part of it growing and help it get to that next level is what's more important to us. The fact of the matter is we only use Manx produce over here. We use local suppliers, Manx Creamery, Harrison Garrett, Robinson's. We use local Manx staff. You know, we look after everything we can, and we support everything local. Our menus are purely Manx put together, so that's really, really important for us.
And if people are saying that the price of a burger looks like a bit much, what would you say to that?
Welcome to the Isle of Man.
Manx Radio Sport.
Fastamai, Rob Pritchard.
Fastamai, good evening. This evening's TT qualifying session has been cancelled. It's due to a road traffic collision which has occurred on the mountain course. The clerk of the course has made the decision to allow for appropriate services to manage the incident. The Isle of Man Constabulary says the section of the mountain road from Ramsey Hairpin to the bungalow will remain closed until 7 p.m. whilst the matter is investigated. Meanwhile, it's now confirmed there will be an additional TT qualifying session tomorrow. The contingency slot on Friday evening will be used along with the previously scheduled daytime programme. As a result, there will be two sets of road closures. The first will see roads around the course shut at 12:30 p.m. and reopen no later than 4:30 p.m. They will then close again at 6 p.m. for the contingency session and reopen for the final time no later than 9:30. You can see full details of both schedules at manxradio.com. Athletics now, and Manx athlete David Malarkey has earned a place at national championship competition out in the USA. The Arnhem-born competitor is one of three Florida State University contenders who've earned spots at the National Collegiate Athletics Association Outdoor Track and Field Championship next month. It comes after Malarkey placed fifth in the 5,000-metre race at the recent NCAA East Regional Preliminary Championships in a time of 30 minutes, 52.62 seconds. The national championships are due to take place at Hayward Field in Eugene, Oregon from the 5th to the 8th of June. And in football, FC Isle of Man will host more National League opposition as part of their pre-season preparation going towards the 24-25 season. The Ravens will face Brackley Town at the Bowl in Douglas on Saturday, the 6th of July, kicking off at 6:30 p.m. It'll be the second time the Manx side have welcomed the National League North outfit, having also faced them at home in pre-season in 2023, in which Brackley Town were 2-0 winners. For FC Isle of Man, it's their fourth confirmed pre-season clash, having already announced a summer festival of football in July. They'll take on Lancaster City, Radcliffe FC and Chester in a round-robin event from the 19th to the 21st of July, also on Ireland.
Manx Radio Travel, driven by Quayside Tyres and Service Centre.
Inbound at Ronald's Way, the 7:25 EasyJet from London Gatwick is showing on time. And then we've got the 5:08 Loganair from Liverpool returning patient transfer. That's showing on time. And the 10:09 Loganair from London City on time. Outbound, 6 o'clock, Loganair to Liverpool is on time. The 5:08 returning London Gatwick is showing on time. On the roads, Hillside Avenue is closed for adjacent office window replacement through to Circular Road. Part of Switzerland Road is closed due to construction work till November. Phase closures of the Ballykilferrick Road in Colby, and the Starvey Road has got phase closures as well. The mountain road, of course, is one way from Ramsey Hairpin to the Craig in the direction of the course when it's not closed, as it is at the moment, but not for practice. And remember, do remember, cycling is prohibited on the mountain road during this period. The matrix signs at the moment are clear, but do remember, the mountain road is closed because of a road traffic incident.
Quayside Tyres and Service Centre, with 1 year's free engine warranty from Castrol. Get more with... Quayside!
the maximum, motor vessel maximum, left Heysham at 18 minutes to 4. She'll be in Douglas gone 7 o'clock tonight and won't be leaving until about 8.45. The 8 o'clock departure for maximum to Heysham, leaving 3/4 of an hour late, so getting to Heysham probably after midnight. The overnight departure from Heysham's 2.15, back to Douglas at 6.30. Manannan is in Liverpool at the moment and will be leaving at 6.45, getting to Douglas at 9.30 tonight. There is a departure from Liverpool overnight. Manannan leaves Liverpool at 2.30, back to Douglas at 5.15am. Then Manannan leaves at 7.15 for Heysham, and the Manxman leaves at 8 o'clock for Heysham tomorrow morning. Wedding bells rang out at Ramsey Town Hall as two TT marshals from Birmingham said, "I do." Wayne Parton has been marshalling the event since 2015. The idea to get hitched on the Isle of Man, well, that was his new wife, Lisa's.
That was my idea. Came last year, loved the island, and decided I wanted to get married here.
I think when we talked about getting married and you look at who you'd want to invite, and most of my family who you've been seeing here come, our friends that mean so much to us are here. So rather than trying to get people over from the island or all around Britain, we were all here anyway. So then we've got representation, as you've seen, from Czech Republic, from Germany. It's just absolutely awesome. I've got friends in America, in Australia, in Uruguay, all through the TT. And I think that is the spirit of the TT. It unites people. We're so honoured that we've got members of the paddock here as well as the marshals. It's made what would have been a special day anyway. It's just elevated to a different kind of special. It is absolutely amazing to be here and do this.
Because I had to make sure that everything we needed for the wedding was packed before we left the UK. It's been stressful, but it's been worth it.
Yeah, we're going to the Craig, which is obviously an iconic spot on the TT course, and we've got a little buffet reception there. We're having a night off marshalling. We're going to be watching from the VIP balcony.
The Isle of Man's living wage has increased by more than £1 over the last 12 months. The story with Sean Cowper.
The updated calculation published by government for 2024-25 shows the rate now stands at £13.5, up from £12.1 last year. It's the seventh time the living wage has been assessed since it was introduced on the island in 2017. The rate is intended to reflect the minimum salary needed for families to afford the basic opportunities to fully participate in society. The figure is calculated by Statistics Isle of Man within the Cabinet Office and takes into account the cost of food, housing and transport, among other items. The UK's living wage currently sits at £12, with an update not expected until September. When comparing the Isle of Man calculation to the UK figure, the report says the island uses a significantly higher figure for private rent, while the UK rate generally involves significantly lower childcare costs. While the rate is currently voluntary, the Isle of Man government has committed to matching minimum wage with living wage by 2025. Earlier this week, Tynwald voted to increase the minimum wage from £10.75 to £11.45 from the 1st of July.
Just a quick reminder, no practice tonight because of an incident on the mountain road. Of course, all the information on our sister station, the best biking station in the world, on AM 1368 and your smart devices. There's a drive to stop people wasting food on the Isle of Man. It's using an app called Olio, and Tesco is one of the stores which has signed up. We'll hear from store director Andy Sanderson, but first Debbie Thompson explains how it started.
I just quite fancy the idea of saving food that's going to waste, and if I've got something, I can offer it as well. Once I've got the surplus food, I go home and I list it all. Sometimes, I think last night I might have had about 50 items. The other night I had 210 items, which was a huge amount of food, and it all goes. It takes me a little bit of time, and then I'm busy packing it all away for people. People turn up on my doorstep, they get the food, they're happy. Well, I don't know about anybody else, but I hate to see food going to waste. And I think it's something like 30% of food goes to waste. It's a huge amount. And if somebody else can use it, then that's great. If it saves somebody a little bit of money, that's great as well. But it's all about that food wastage. Usually the things that we get are this fresh food, so fruit and vegetables, chilled items, bakery items, and also bread as well. So if it doesn't get used, it is going to go to waste. I'd prefer somebody to come and collect it no matter what. On the app, we get a notification to say a store has joined and people can go down and collect it. You have to register to be a volunteer with Olio, which involves watching some videos depending on where you're collecting from. There's a delivery available or a collection available, and then we just accept it and we pop down and collect it. There's also another gentleman on the island. He collects from Boots on a daily basis, and he collects things like sandwiches and salads, and he gives those away for free as well.
We're working really hard on pack sizes, helping customers around how to store products, but we also work really closely on the island with food banks. So we've got those in our stores. We've been blown away by the generosity of the people who live on the Isle of Man and how they donate products to the food bank. We've met people from the food banks in the different towns and they're really well used, and lots of people do depend on the food bank, so we're really pleased to be partnering the food banks in the towns.
That's it for Update tonight, compiled from the resources of Manx Radio's news department. Thanks to newsreader Siobhan Fletcher, producer Amy Griffiths. After the news at 6, Judith Lay is in the TT archive. Chris Pearson will be along with the greatest hits at 6:30. Morris Powell with a little light music. An update returns tomorrow, the final day of May 2024. That's it from Andy. Enjoy the rest of your Thursday.
WINT.